Hello, I'm Karen Lopez of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, can you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And is this Jenny Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. We have the ability to complete this survey in English or in Spanish. So would you rather complete the survey in English or in Spanish?
In English.
Okay, thank you so much. Now just a few questions to make sure that we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
1953,
thank you so much. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
I'm Native American.
Okay. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian, or Alaskan Native?
American Indian.
Okay, I'm sorry, what did you say?
American Indian.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Now, what is the last grade you completed in school?
11.
11, thank you so much. Moving on, if the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. The first one is Rudy Salles. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of him?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is David Baladao.
Favorable.
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Okay, got it. And the last one is Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you will vote for or against a candidate, solely based on that issue regardless of the candidate's stand on most issues. You can choose up to two responses, okay? The first one is abortion. Then we have protecting democracy. Then we have taxes. The next one is the cost of a mortgage or rent. Then healthcare. The next one is border security. Then social security and Medicare. Then inflation or the cost of living, or none of this.
I picked three of them. Now I can't even remember. three of them for what? What was that again? I picked three of them.
This is some reasons or issues you can consider any one or two issues so important that you will vote for or against a candidate. You can choose up to two.
Oh, two, I think. The border.
Okay.
And what was that last one you said?
Inflation or the cost of living?
Inflation.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested. Please tell me how interested you are in the November election for the president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other officers. From a scale of 1 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for the president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, Jill Stein, the Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff, the Democrat, and Steve Garvey, the Republican?
Steve Garvey.
Okay, got it. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, the Democrat, and David Valadao, the Republican?
David Valadao.
Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some information you might heard about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote, okay? The first one is, thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. This makes you have a much more likely, somewhat more likely, or less likely opinion of vote for him.
Make you have a more likely, less likely, or more likely.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is, David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help first-time buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home.
More likely.
Okay, got it. The next one is, David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California, whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
More likely.
Okay, thank you so much. The next one is, David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements for military family care, child care, and schools, and support for military members buying a home.
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Baladel is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Baladel is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
My life.
Okay, thank you. The last one says, as a dairy farmer himself, David Baladel understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Baladel supports an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Baladel?
Favorable.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, the Democrat, and David Baladel, the Republican?
David Baladel.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, which one of the following issues, if any, will make you the most likely to vote for David Baladel? Will it be David Baladel's effort to secure funding for agricultural research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, reduce inflation, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, or none of these?
Work with both Democrats and Republicans.
Okay, thank you so much. And which one would you say will make you the second most likely to vote for David Baladel?
The second?
The second one.
Inflation.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? You can choose up to three responses. I'm going to read them for you. The first one is newspaper, you have Facebook, YouTube, national networks like ABC, CBS, or NBC, Instagram, Google, cable news, X, or formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, digital websites, or would you say you don't follow political news closely?
Are you look at Fox News? Is that one you didn't say though?
Okay. Thank you so much. And now, which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use satellite? Only uses online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Only use cable? Use both cable or satellite and online streaming? Or only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
Cable.
Only cable. Okay, thank you so much. Now I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
Conservative. And would you say that you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you so much. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? A well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you.
A bridge candidate for a younger, fresher candidate.